Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. How are you this evening? What do
Doing
we have
wonderful.
In store?
Well, our you know, we have our returning guest, Sunshine Frost, whose name we love because of the way it comes up. Now you
love Sunshine.
Yes. And I mean, it's really great that you're back because you did a lot of promoting for tonight. And you said, now before we get to taking calls, let's lay down the ground rules because there's probably a lot of people that are going to be listening in. When we put you through, we need you to have your name, your sign, and your question. Is that correct, Sunshine? Did I say it right?
It's your age, your sign, and your question.
Age, your sign, and your question. Okay. So
yeah.
We got a lot of people to get to.
One question, everybody.
Right. So we want
to
get to as many.
It's good to be your master intuitive and Christian clairvoyant, Sunshine Frost.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's say, tell the people who we are with. Sunshine Frost, clairvoyant, and you have a wonderful name because it sounds so pretty, clairvoyant, which means that you, am I right when I say you envision things? How do you describe your psychic ability?
Well, I'm a master intuitive, which means that I not only have done this as a profession, but I teach it also to other people, the guides to intuition and awakening the empath. So I have some courses and webinars that are coming out to help the One Tribe and those in their gifts. And my Christian clairvoyancy, I am a clairvoyant by birth, and I am a Christian by choice, and I describe it as kind of like a movie theater in my head.
Oh, cool. Okay,
yeah,
so that would be sounds and picture things, sounds. Does it come in just like a word, fully the word, or maybe a letter or a person's name? Do you do the medium, by the way? Do you talk to people who have passed away?
Yes, I'm actually considered the People's Choice Award for Best Virtual Medium in 2022. I actually did on a live TikTok over 100 people, 100 messages with over 100% accuracy we had, and I did that on live. So, yes,
wow.
It is sometimes thing. Yeah, that's really a beautiful thing. We did over 100 messages with over 100 people.
How did you hear that you got the People's Choice Awards as the top medium? Was it a thing were you competing for it, or did they just let you know, hey, you're the winner?
No, I was tested. I am also certified through the Family and Children Association of Mediums, and I've won quite a few awards. But the People's Choice Award is Best Virtual. So that means you see clients specifically only virtually. It means that you have the approval of the Better Business Bureau. It means you have a local approval. You have done sessions that have gotten you over 100 five-star reviews. You haven't had any bad reviews, no chargebacks, nothing, for over 100 clients. So it's an award about really good integrity in business, and the services you give are what you agree for them to be. And I also have a money-back guarantee on all of my sessions. So it's just amazing.
How long does that go for?
What's that?
Is there a time limit on that? Say you give a reading, how long do they have before they say, hey, no, I want my money back?
I have always had a money back guarantee since I started in this business because it's an unregulated field, which means you get a lot of people that take advantage of those that are in grief and suffering,
right.
Confusion. And with an unregulated field, you get a lot of charlatans. So for me, I know my gift is authentic, and I love what I do. I do what I love, so I never work a day. So I've never mind putting a guarantee to back up excellent work.
All right.
How long do we have? Say, just a minute, Johnny. How long after a reading? Okay, say like 7-Eleven. You have 7 days to bring something back. You know, at Ross, you might have 60 days. How long does your money-back guarantee last? Is there a time limit on it?
There is not a time limit on it, but this is how it goes. When I do the session and I connect to your loved ones, at the end of that session, I always ask every client, first of all, they're always recorded, so I'm protected and so is the client. They also can get a copy of that session. And second of all, I ask you, are you satisfied with your session? Yes. Would you recommend it to another person? Yes. Did you feel you got what you needed? Yes. At that point that the service is satisfactorily delivered, then your money back guarantee has been fully warranted. If for some reason they're not happy with the session, they feel like there was a connection, and they said, I don't feel like you connected, then they would get their refund fully.
Wow, that is actually really great business. That is good. So people aren't going to go in thinking any of their money is going to be wasted. So I like that a lot. And I also like how you get it all on tape or you record everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that I am raising the bar of integrity and spiritualism in a way that allows people to really feel safe going into the environment, knowing that they're going to have a great experience and there's no risk to it.
Do you have any off days?
You know, honestly, not really. If I have an off day, I reschedule. But to be honest, I've been doing this for 11 years. Out of 47,000 readings I've done, 47,000, that's where I'm at right now.
Wow.
I've refunded 12, and I've had to reschedule about 40.
Oh, that's so great. Well, we are glad, and I'm sure that everybody who's waiting to talk to you is glad to hear that. Those statistics are amazing. So why don't we get to it?
Okay. All right. Area code 631, you are live on the air with Sunshine Frost. One question, your sign, and your age.
Hi, Suzanne, Libra, 62, and I applied for bus monitor jobs, and I'm calling for one tomorrow that I used to work at. Do you see me getting any bus monitor jobs?
I actually see two different job offers. So did you put a job in before that one, Miss Suzanne?
I put in one, I think yesterday, the day before, an application for a bus monitor. I called today for one that I used to work at, and one I used to work at,
yes.
I'm calling tomorrow morning at 9:30.
Yeah. So I actually see two jobs that you put in, and I actually see two callbacks as well, Ms. Suzanne. So I feel like you have a very, very high probability of getting a callback before the end of the week.
Are these for the bus monitor jobs I put in for?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. One of them is for sure. The other one, I can't see what it is, but it's a job you applied for about 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. I applied for the bus monitor 2 days ago. I'm getting other job offers, but they're kind of far away, so I don't want to take them.
I understand that. I feel good that you're going to be aligned to the no problem to the what you're wanting.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and happy birthday.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Today's your birthday?
My birthday was October 5th.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she's a Libra. We know it's in October, so we always want to say happy birthday to all our Libras out there.
Okay,
yes, thank
you. Except for
you're
it does
welcome,
change to Scorpio.
Yeah,
all right.
Scorpio, exactly.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
There's a lot of Scorpios in October as well. Libras are awesome as well. My dad's a Libra, and my mom was a Scorpio, and they've got a steamer and a half. October, my favorite month of the year. I love it.
It is my October and December, I love them both.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Johnny.
All right. Area code 703. You are live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Hi, I am 59. My sign is Capricorn. And my question is, I recently, unfortunately, lost my job. I took some sort of crappy retail jobs to get by, but I have an interview tomorrow, a third one. Do you see that job maybe coming through?
What is the office position? What is it you're going to be doing with office? Do you have office background?
Yes, it's an office position.
This is going to sit in office. Yes, yes, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. You're super organized. This is what you had done in the past. It's what you love. And this is the second interview with that same company, correct?
Third interview.
Third. Yeah, I said there's two that you've been with the same people, and it's went well every time, so I feel extremely good about this. Yes, I do see you working in the office before Thanksgiving.
Okay, good, because I can't stand this retail job.
No, it's too much. The energy of the people is too much draining for you.
They make you clock in for and clock out for a 15-minute break. Who does that?
Yeah, it's a mess. But I definitely see you working in the office. And thank you so much for calling in tonight. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Mm. I'll let you know
you're
when
welcome.
I follow up.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. I love it when they call back and they tell us how it went. You know, I love that. But they only get a mini reading here, you know?
Yeah,
and
they're like, I'm
them, Sunshine. Sunshine, you could do a full reading. How long would a full private reading with somebody take?
Well, I offer a mini that starts at 15 minutes, and that's usually like one or two questions. You know, are my boyfriend and I right? Should I file for a divorce? You know, there's some questions, you know, they're just simple, like maybe one or two questions for the 15 minutes. And the most popular session I have is called the Soul Path. And that's for anybody that needs to make big decisions in their life, or they're just confused about their life path. You know, am I with the right person? Was that divorce correct? Should I move? Should I start a business? And then my most popular mediumship is called the Oracle, and it's really the most popular session I do, and it combines talking to loved ones on the other side or life advice. So it's a client-led session, and it's 50 minutes long, which is the longest session you'll ever have. 50 minutes is a long session.
Oh, yeah? And especially when they're leading it?
What was that?
You said client-led. I'm not really sure what that means.
The client decides. So let's just say I was going to do an oracle for you, Miss Barb. Maybe you have mom and dad on the other side and they want to deliver messages. They might take up 30 minutes of that session, but let's just say you want to know about that move or the guy that you just met. It can be a combination of both life advice and medium.
So it's not like one question, one topic. You cover what they really would like to hear about.
Yes, I'm Spirit Doctor Sunshine Frost. So my job is to diagnose, help remove blockages, connect them to their children and loved ones on the other side so they don't have to grieve so much. I do a lot of those in sessions. So a 50-minute session is the longest you can get with a medium, and it's just amazing what comes through. People have a real transformative experience.
I do have a question. Do you ask them questions during the session, or is this strictly all you feeling your psychic powers, you're feeling them and relaying messages to them, or are you somewhat of a counselor as well?
So I do have a background in medicine. I left medical school to pursue this full time. That's why I'm called Spirit Doctor Sunshine Frost. So I do have a background with counseling, yes. However, in a session, I have seen multiple sessions when I went to a psychic university I attended about 17 years ago, and I would watch clients come in with questions, but the reader would not address them. They would just give them a bland card reading that kind of hit marks, but maybe missed a lot of them. So I always ask my clients, are you here to connect or are you here for a question? And if they tell me I'm here for a question, then I would tell them, is this about love, life, career, relationships, or personal issues? And I don't let them tell me anything about the issue, but I write it down. So I write notes in every single session, which everybody knows. And if they're here to connect to a loved one, I do not ask who that person is. I do every reading cold, meaning I don't know anything about them. I don't know anything about you. I refuse to know that ahead of time, and we just go with spirit. After the prayer, it opens up to the Holy Spirit, and whatever Holy Spirit brings through, that's what I give them.
Oh, yes, that is great for other people who are Christians listening out there, that to know that you are a Christian clairvoyant, because people, they have been brought up to think, oh, there might be a little evil in that kind of work. Well, it's not evil. And it's very important, because if you have a mind that is closed off from this, you've got a very closed off mind, because the universe is so vast, and you're here on the earth. There's things going on out there. Tap into it. Open yourself up. You know, have an open mind. All right. So who's next, Johnny?
The next one is area code 303, and I'm wondering what the name of this person is. You're live on the air.
Hello.
With Psychic Sunshine Frost.
Hello, caller.
Hi. I'm 65. I'm a Pisces. And the house that I rent is for sale. I could be forced to move. My lease is good until the end of
March.
This
is Barbara. This is Barbara speaking. Hi. Can we add something to our callers so that it's important for me. I actually like to know their name. I didn't know of all these 600 shows I've done. I actually care what their names are, who they are. So, Johnny, tell them. We like their name first and then their sign and their age, I guess. Okay, so
Allison.
What is your name, caller?
Allison. I was just following the rules. Allison.
I know, and that's what people do, Johnny. So can we add that to it, please, to the screen? Thank you.
I do.
All right,
I do.
Allison.
Age 65, Pisces. Hi. The house that I rent is, my lease is good until March. The house that I live in, that I rent, is up for sale. I am at risk of losing my house, my home, as a renter because of the rents, the extraordinary rent increase that I can probably anticipate, or I can anticipate when the house is sold. Wondering what you see. Again, my lease is good until March,
yes.
So I don't have to move
yes.
yet, but it's possible that
yes.
I will be forced into it.
So you absolutely will be, and I can tell you this from the very beginning, Miss Allison. I get a very strong yes and a very strong no. I feel one in my head and one in my stomach. The minute someone gets on the line, it's a very instant feeling. And I can tell you truthfully, honey, you're not going to win this. You do need to find another place. I know you're there till March, but I do see them selling that house, and I do see that the rent is going to be out of your budget with the income that you get that's, limited. I would say that I would begin to search and find something that's more comfortable and maybe a little bit smaller. And I know it's difficult for you, but the best thing to do is look early, because I do see this not going in your favor.
Well, the problem is, here's the problem. It's the rents are extraordinary everywhere. It's not just this house. It's the town.
Right. I'm not saying you'd have to move completely out of there. I do think that you may be in a co-living situation. I don't think you want that, but I think it's
yeah,
possible
I won't do
you
that.
Might be able to. Yeah.
I won't do that.
I
will not do that.
Well, I do see almost
okay.
like someone having a back house that has its own little kitchen, its own little space. It has a little space for animals. It could possibly be something that's a smaller space, but I just don't see that house working out for you in the long term. I don't see you there by summer.
Okay, that's good. But you know what? If you want to know more, Allison, you want to dig deeper, you can go to sunshinefrost.com. You can find her in so many different ways. You could have a private reading. You can do one of her courses. She has many webinars. She's on TikTok every single night at this time that she's sacrificing this time just for us. Or actually, do you go on at 6 p.m.?
Right after. Yeah, it's right after.
Okay. All right. That's a lot, though. So zoom on over to TikTok and follow you there.
It's easy to give those messages to people when they're not positive messages, but it's better to know the truth.
Yeah, and they don't want to go. They want to just hope for a little more positivity, but sometimes it's just not. I'd rather know the truth.
Well, she's 65. You know, she's a sweet lady. She's a Pisces. I want to protect her, prepare her, and help her to find the best possible future for her outcome.
Yeah, you don't want to stay anywhere you're not supposed to be. You know, you want to be comfortable. That was good advice. And good reading. All right, Johnny.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. The next one is area code 305. You are live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Hi, Sunshine. My name is Eileen. I'm a Cancerian. My age is 71 years old. And I have a question that says this. This is the second time this corporation, a big corporation on the internet, has contacted me because they're interested in my products to sell on their website. And I gave them a proposal probably 6 months ago, and now they're coming back to me. So will they work with my proposal of selling the product that I want to offer? Because I've been putting out prayers to God to get rid of my inventory, and I think this might be the way to do it.
I see absolutely you're going to sell your product, and you're going to be able to liquidate what you have in your hold, because you've been looking for exactly what you said is what I saw. You've been looking for a way to liquidate your product, get your money back out of it, and they were interested, but I feel like there's a hook with this company. They want to change something about the product or change something about it. They are going to work with you, Miss Eileen, but you're going to there's some tweak. I don't see what it is, but I know they're going to tweak it. It's either the amount, the money, the exchange rate, the percentage, but something is going to be tweaked, but do not worry. I do see them working with you.
Yay, because I really want to do this.
No, I think it's going to
all right.
Be honey.
And, yeah. They asked me for one thing, and I said, no, I don't want to do that. I have this, and this is what I want to move. So they came back, so I'm really grateful. Okay, I'll keep you posted.
That is wonderful.
What?
She knows she's on the right path, which is so important to and feel good about your decisions, and that's what's so good about you. Guess what, Sunshine Frost? I just followed you somewhere that we never have mentioned before. On all the shows that we've been on, Life After Happiness, and that is Yelp.
Yelp, yes. Yes, Yelp.
I use Yelp every day.
Instagram, yes, definitely Yelp. And Yelp, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Discord, everything.
I have everything, too. I'm on Discord, too. You got to be on everything. You know, I dabble in everything, but you really have everything to a T, worked out, great website, so many webinars, so many things going on. Tell us, when you say your One Tribe is...
Yes.
Did you say they're working or they're on something? What are they doing right now?
My One Tribe, hello One Tribe, I love you all over the world.
Hi everybody.
The One Tribe is about 10 to 20. You know, it's over 60,000 strong on TikTok. We have about, I would say, right at 200,000 followers probably, and we love our One Tribe. They're people that come together in light and love to offer support. Many of them have their own struggles, but we believe that we're here to help each other with our own lessons, experience, love, and light, to support each other and to heal ourselves so we can heal each other and heal the planet. So, I love
you like more One Tribe members?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Everybody's welcome. Your guys are part of the One Tribe. The One Tribe just means we come together in oneness. We don't seek division.
Oh.
We don't seek to divide color, orientation, religion. we seek to find one thing we have in common, which is our centeredness, our oneness, our God center, whatever it is.
You know,
our human ability.
I was going to say something, because that's something that I really intended when I created the show. I didn't want to, like, I wanted to accept guests rather than turn guests away. You know, people would say to me, why do you want to interview this person? I'm like, I wanted to be open. I wanted Barbara to, I always told Barbara, tell all of your friends and then I'll interview them. I never told her not to bring somebody on because I felt that Barbara should be able to do that. You know what I'm talking about, right,
yeah,
Barbara?
Yeah, you did. No, you didn't tell me no. You told me no on one of my friends. You did. You told me no on Ron Jeremy.
Oh, okay. Right. Well.
He's a human being. He needed to start his spiritual journey. No, okay. Is that your exception? Because you,
that's probably
no, I think it was the other two ladies were on the show at the time. Wait, you're cutting in and out.
Right,
I missed that.
Oh, you're talking about the other two people that were on the show? Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
they didn't want it because, no, Johnny, here's the thing. Just because somebody is doing what they do doesn't mean that we condone it. We just want to find out. We want to pick the brain. We want to find out, are they a spiritual person? What makes, well, we are never going to find out now unless we do an interview from jail. So anyway, let's move forward. Go ahead,
right.
Sunshine.
I don't think that one thing defines a person. In fact, we have a lot of ex-addicts. We have a lot of people that awoke in different circumstances, jail, trauma, violence, abandonment, addiction. The One Tribe is made up of a rich tapestry of people that came from everywhere in the world, but we all come together in oneness to heal ourselves in the white light, and we love it. So, yeah, the One Tribe is the place to be.
You have to open yourselves up to everything, and I feel like as a radio show, we are over 18, we're four adults, that we could have learned something. Would have been quite interesting to look back on that now that, you know, we see what's going on in that person's life now. So that's the way I look at things with the radio.
Okay. Are you ready for the next caller?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready.
Code 205. You are live on the air with Psychic Sunshine Frost.
Thank you. Hello, Johnny. Hello, Barbara. Hello, Sunshine Frost. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia, and I'm 49, and I'm Aquarius. And Sunshine Frost, my question is, I am in the process of settlement negotiation with my homeowner's insurance, and it's been going on since, this has been going on since March. Of this year, and I just want to see, I just want to know, when do you see it finalizing, and if you see an amount?
So I do not see an amount. Where are you located at, love?
In Alabama.
Okay. They show me, did you have roof damage or like a lot of water?
Yes.
What is the roof? Or? Yeah, because it shows me roof damage, water damage, a storm. They've been putting this off. It's been very difficult. And I do see them pushing this off till January. So I know they're not going to come through till the end, right? I mean, it's right toward the end of the year, beginning of next year till January. And that may be when they actually begin to release money to you. And what is the amount? Because they're showing me 79. So did you have 79,000 in repairs or 79? What is the 79,000?
I'm not sure. We're asking for 100 because it is the roof and it's ceiling, master bedroom, one of the bathrooms, dining.
Yeah.
Den, and it's starting to set up mold. Oh.
Yes. So you're wanting both the roof and the walls and then the mold reconciliation too. So I see them making an offer, and then it's going to go around with them. You've already been going around. It's going to be a little more of that. Stay patient and don't give in. But I see them somewhere right around $80,000 trying to give you that first settlement. So it'll be up to you to decide what you want to do at that point. But I do see January as the number that your guides are giving me.
Okay, should I take that, or you said it's going to be up to me?
You know, it's going to be up to you.
There'll be another
100%.
Offer.
Yes, you can choose not to take that, because by the time they do that, you already need a lot of mold reconciliation, the walls, because
yes.
I see this being a mass storm, damage to the corner and top, the peak of your house on the right all the way down to the corner, and the damage it did with the water, it's horrendous.
Yes, yes.
And the mold.
Absolutely.
So I would counter and make sure you get a lot of your own quotes is what they're showing me. Don't go with just whoever they send out. Make sure you get a lot of independent quotes, even if it costs you a little. Get a lot of consultants and get a lot of different offers so that you can counter with not just opinions, but paperwork, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah,
I love you, Sunshine Falls. Barbara and Johnny, I love you all. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you all. Thank you so much, Patricia.
You're welcome.
That was a wonderful call. Thank you, Sunshine Frost, for giving our callers such great intuitive readings.
All right.
You're welcome. I love it.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah, I love to hear their voice. I don't get to hear voices, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Area code 646. You were on the air with Psychic Sunshine Frost.
Hi, thank you, Johnny, and thank you, Barbara, and hello, Sunshine. My name is Miranda. This question is about my husband, so I'm not sure whether you want my birth date and age or my husband's, but it's sort of like...
Well, let's describe yours, Miss Miranda. I am limited to what I can see for another person,
okay. But
let's go ahead and
okay.
love it.
Sure, thank you. So my age is 57, and my sign is Virgo. And so my husband is meeting a gentleman tonight, and they're probably wrapping up dinner, and they're having a discussion about perhaps like a business venture, and I'm wondering if you see it going through, and if yes, like if a move is associated with it.
Yes. Actually, the guy was already thinking about going into business with your husband, so your husband is not going to be a hard sell whatsoever. And I do see
okay.
a move for you, but it will not happen until after the beginning of the year. So there's two more meetings and a negotiation.
Uh-huh.
You don't necessarily want to move, but you would like him to be successful and make more money. You're very supportive of that, correct?
Yes, I am.
Where are you located at?
Currently, we're in New York, and I was hoping we'd stay somewhere. Like, it wouldn't be like a big move, maybe to New Jersey.
No. Yeah, no, it's not a big move because you're going to stay in the snow. That's what I had already written down New York. I wish this was live I wish we were on YouTube because I wrote down New York as you said it, and they show me still being in the snow. So you're not moving to LA or Florida, I can tell you that.
Oh, good, good. Oh, so you, oh, wonderful. That's exciting. He's been hoping for this to happen. You know, like he's been waiting for some good opportunity, and it seems like it. So,
they're interested in him as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's wonderful,
Dad.
You called to find
Thank you.
Out that people are so open to this. Yeah,
yeah. I'll let you know. I will definitely let you know how it goes. So two more meetings, you see, and a move. Wonderful. Thank you both. Thank you so much for this opportunity to call. And
you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Johnny?
Yes.
Johnny, I got to say one little thing. I'm actually, I don't ever go by psychic medium. I am master clairvoyance or Christian clairvoyance. So
I got you.
Ha ha, I caught that one too. I'm like,
that's okay.
Johnny,
I didn't know. I didn't know. It just sort of popped out. Okay,
so,
I'll just say, you're alive on the air with Psychic Sunshine. Oh, no, God.
No, he doesn't go by psychic. He goes by master clairvoyance.
I don't
okay,
use
I'm
seven
so sorry,
nations. Crystal Tarot. It's okay.
You're live on the air with Sunshine Frost. Does that sound fine?
Okay. That sounds great.
Oh, God. I am so sorry when I screw up like that. I'm so sorry. It's just...
It's okay.
I think everybody's going to hate me. In the okay. All right.
He called me Dale last time. So he got my name this time, but
better than Dale.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hello, caller.
Okay.
All right. The next caller, area code 310. You are live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Hi, Sunshine. This is Vince. I'm calling from New York. I'm 63, and I'm a Leo. And just let you know. My wife talked to you about a month ago, last time you were on, and our cat had just passed. And she, just to give you a testimony for everyone listening, she said you are so amazing, and she felt so at ease after she talked to you. She just fell in love with you. She thought you were fantastic.
Aww.
So
that's exciting. Are you so proud of New York, Vince?
Yes, I am, unfortunately. But
no, it's okay. I'm going to be doing some live shows in New York next year. I'd love to see you guys in the live audience. That would be great.
Okay, I'll take a look at your website and see when you're coming, because that way I can arrange my schedule and come see you. I'd love to. My wife and I would love to meet you. So anyway, I'm calling because right now I do have a job, and I'm okay with it, but I'm not too happy. There's a lot of great things, but a lot of not so great things. But I had an interview last week, two interviews, one with a brewery, Boston Beer Company, and the other one was with a pharmaceutical manufacturing company. They both said they let me know this week. I just heard yesterday from the pharmaceutical company. It's a great job. They pay well and everything. And I'm still waiting to hear from the brewery, though. So I'm wondering, am I going to hear from them and get an offer from them as well? If so, which one should I take? Because I pretty much think I've already gone the route that I want to go. And which one will work out better for me?
Okay. So there's a couple of things coming through for you. You've got really strong energy from the other side. You have a lot of people that – is your father passed?
Yes. Suicide.
Man, he's super strong. Like, he's so, so strong. And this isn't even about your question. What is going on with your legs or your knees? Are you having knee pain, knee problems?
Oh,
what is going on?
Often I'm having a lot of severe knee pain. A couple of times I twisted it. I have severe arthritis, especially in my right knee and everything. But what I did was I just joined a gym a couple weeks ago, and I go work out as every chance I get, and I do like an hour to an hour and a half cardio to try and work through the pain and everything. But, you know, as you get older, it just really sucks.
And you know what? That brewery job is a physical job, correct? Are you driving?
Yes.
Are you delivering? Are you working in the warehouse? Because I don't.
No, I'm
going to
be. I'm going to be working in the manufacturing, doing the packing. And the same thing with the pharmaceutical company. I'll be doing a lot of. What's that?
That's the job you want, but that's not the job I see being the highest good for you, Vince. I really would love to see you take a chance on this pharmaceutical, because the brewery business will always be there. And I feel like you've been with them before, yes? Or you did that type of work before?
Yeah, I have. I worked at two different breweries in Toronto, and then I worked at the same brewery, but two different locations here in New York. And neither one of them worked out. In fact, I'm trying to get back into one of them. It's called Metal Container. It's owned by Anheuser-Busch. And I when I was there, I worked as a temp, and they fired me for something I didn't do, even after I told them that I'm willing to sign an affidavit.
You know, honey, I know you want to work there, and I think they're going to give you an offer, but I just don't think they're the best good. I really want to see you take a chance in this other job, because I think it's going to last you all the way till you're ready to retire.
Okay.
I know it's scary to try something new, especially for the Leo. You guys tend to get in a rhythm and you get no flow, and you don't really like to take on stuff where you don't feel super confident. But I do think that you probably get a call from both of them, but I'd like to at least see you make an effort. So if you're asking my vote, I'm going to say the pharmaceutical. I want you to try something new to give your body a break.
All right.
Okay, you're right. That's what I kind of figured. Okay,
thank you, Ben.
All right, bye.
Okay. All right. The next one is area code.
That was an awesome one.
Yeah, I know.
What?
It's...
I didn't hear. What did you ask?
I said that was an awesome session. That was an awesome reading.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. And Vince, yes, I recognize him, Vince. So, yeah, and we have a lot of callers from New York, which is great, too.
I know.
And L.A. All right.
All right, the next caller is area code 954. You are live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Hi, Sunshine. My name is Mary. I'm 68, a Sagittarius. And I'm wondering if you answer any medical-related questions.
I do a session actually called the health scan. I'm a little bit limited to what I can do in a large group without scanning you independently, but let's have a go at it.
Okay. I've been dealing with a chronic illness for quite some time, and it seems to be escalating. I have several things that recently came to light, and I don't know if this is going to help resolve the problem or what you feel about getting this resolved.
You have an autoimmune disease that they diagnosed you with as well?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So there's a couple of chronic conditions. You have more than one, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So which is the one? There's two of them. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Can you repeat that, Mary?
There was a few things in the blood work that recently came to light in addition to what I went there initially for. I'm just wondering if you see anything getting resolved or the right treatment, the right way to go.
You know, this is a little bit, I think I'd rather do this in a private just because you're not willing to really tell me much. I'm not really wanting to say too much just due to HIPAA. I'm a little bit limited in public about what I can do with health scans. I would be happy to do this. You can call me on my website and I'll still do your free 5-minute, no problem. But I think it's better to do it in private, and you can give me a call. You can just look me up at Google at Sunshine Frost and my number is listed there, okay?
Yes, I will be able to do that. Can you say whether or not you feel it will get resolved? Can you tell me that much?
Well, you have three separate issues, and one of them is chronic. It's not going to resolve, but the one they just found, yes, they'll be able to treat it, but you still have another issue that's not going to be treated right now. It's something you're going to have to deal with. Like, you're going to have to deal with this long term. Yeah.
Okay,
treatment for the one that they blood work. Yeah, you're already under treatment right now, and that will resolve. But there's another one that's chronic that's not going to be resolved with that because they're separate issues.
Okay, so you don't think there's any answer to them, really?
Yeah, the one that they found in your blood work, you're already under treatment. That one will resolve, yes. But you have other chronic situations and illnesses. You have other chronic things that still need to be treated.
Okay.
Yeah,
Mary,
so
would you like to get a hold of Sunshine Frost directly and have a private reading? It sounds like you've got three things that really are going to take a while.
Okay.
Yeah, she can email me. Health questions are really difficult, guys. I prefer not to do those on the lives because they kind of are like a rabbit hole. They get into many, many more questions, and a lot of people aren't comfortable discussing medical treatments on the air, which I understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can email you for a 5-minute free reading and more if I need to.
Yes, ma'am. You can
sunshinefrost.com.
Okay, I'll go to your website. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next one is area code 203. You are live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Hello, this is Michelle. I'm 65, and I'm a Sag. And my question is, well, I just was offered a job. I've been unemployed 2 weeks, and I was offered a job. It's a very nice job, but the pay is a little lower than I would like, and there might actually be more job offers coming, but, you know, so I've got the bird in hand, you know, worth two in the bush type situation, and I just wanted to know what you thought about this job for me and if another one might be coming up that might be better.
Okay. Hi, Miss Michelle. Thank you for calling in tonight. It's good to be with you.
Yeah.
So actually the job that they offered you, it is a little bit lower pay, but it's because that's where you're going to start at. That job actually has advantages to raises and to accentuating your position there. That's where they're going to start you off at. It's actually a good job, and I don't, you know, you don't have to make a lot of moves. That's going to be a very comfortable job. You like the people, you like the environment, you even like the work. So do not let that deter you from taking that first offer, because it's only your starting pay from where you're at. I do see another job coming in, and it is a little bit more pay, but it's also a little more stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Same job, but more stress.
Yeah. Would that be the permanent job or a contract job, the one coming in with more stress?
The contract job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think you hit the nail on the head, honestly, because that's what I was thinking, that, you know, it's really low for what they're, for my background and what they want. But I thought, you know, I could maneuver it to make more and.
Absolutely.
And yeah,
you really
people
can.
Are people. Great.
Right.
Great. Well, perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I would like to. Be-
Oh, God, I hung up on her.
What?
Oh.
Well,
I'm
she knows where to find us, and she knows where to find Master Intuitive Counselor Sunshine Frost.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, the next caller is area code 206. You're live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Hi, Sunshine. My name is Robin, and I am 49 years old. And Jonathan mentioned I need to say my sign. I'm August 23rd, so I know I'm on the cusp, which I don't know in your book if I'm a Virgo or a Leo.
Virgo, Leo, 23rd.
Yeah, you're here.
You say Sunshine.
Exactly.
What, you would consider
so
me a Leo? Okay. The question is that my guy, he's taken about 6 months off because he was miserable at work, and I wanted him to chase his passion. And he was offered a job that we were super excited about to get his foot in the door with a corporation that would ultimately lead to his dream job, we thought. And he was pretty much offered the job, and then there's some kind of snafu with HR, and supposedly he's been put on a may not hire list, which we're like, huh? We're completely blindsided. We are now at the point of like out of the funding that we had to, you know, make time for him to take this time off. And so it's like, are we supposed to chase after this? I kind of feel like it's a big wall. I don't even know what to do with it. Or is there something bigger for him?
No, yeah, you can't chase after this. There really is something that came from HR that's from some old employer that has nothing to do with him now. It doesn't have anything to do with him. It has to do with an old, yeah, what's that?
Well, it's so confusing. It just feels like someone had some kind of vendetta or something. I can't imagine.
Yes. That's exactly what it was. It had a personal conflict. It became business-aided, and it's holding him back, and it has nothing to do with that. But He will go back to work, and he will get another position, and it won't be right now. Another opportunity for this. It's going to be a, I don't know if it's bigger, no, not necessarily, but it's around the same amount of what he has right now, but it's going to be another opportunity, and this will get cleared. I actually see you guys hiring, I don't know if this is a legal firm or something, because it's almost something that's on his record following him. I see you hiring somebody to fix this, remove it, get it off the record. But yes, I do see him getting another opportunity at this next year around March. But for now, don't chase it. Go back to work. Regroup yourself. You know, when you've went to battle, you've scattered your soldiers. It's time to kind of not, you're not giving up on it. You're regrouping to go after it again.
Okay. And so I wanted to, I was looking at your website this last week, and can you tell me just your sense of what kind of session I should book with you? Because I didn't know when I was looking at the list.
Yeah, the Soul Path is essentially a psychic reading. It's about anything that you need to make decisions about or anything you feel blocked in.
Okay, the Soul Path one.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, well, thank
you,
Robin.
You're so welcome, Ms. Robin.
Thank you, caller. Yeah, people want answers, don't they, Sunshine?
Yes, they do.
That's why the cards are too vague for me. You people want to know specific things. And they need it from their angels and guides right then. That's why I don't have to tell them a lot. They really ask me a lot of questions, and that's why I'm here.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to do maybe one more caller, maybe, or it's up to you.
Yeah, one or two. I've got. We're at 9. Let's go to 11.
Okay, 8:05. You are live on the air with Psychic Sunshine Frost.
Thank you. Hi, Sunshine. This is Donna. I'm 68 years old. I'm a Taurus. And my question is, do you see me finding my life partner, maybe marriage down the line, or what do you see as far as that, please?
Miss Donna, have you had two relationships, and do you have someone that's on the other side?
I do, yes.
And were you married once and then had a long-term relationship after that didn't work out, or the person passed?
No. No marriage, but the last one that passed away about 13 years ago, I was with him for about 10 years. But,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, because a long, meaningful relationship and then a shorter, not quite so meaningful relationship.
Say that again?
So they do. I said I saw one long, meaningful relationship with the man that passed and transitioned,
yeah.
And then I see another shorter one that wasn't, you know, nothing to write home about, you know.
No, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Well, the thing is, Miss Donna, you're so young at heart, and you have so much vitality, and it's hard to find a man in your age group that has that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you can't find men. It's that you're not interested in the ones that are interested.
Mm-hmm.
You're very independent, and you kind of have a wall around you to protect you, which is understandable.
Uh-huh.
So they say you got to get yourself out there a little bit more. You just got to put yourself out there a little bit more. I do see another partner for you, and I almost feel like he's about 3 or 4 years younger than you, believe it or not. He's in his 60s.
Oh, good.
But I do. I feel like he's around. Now, do you golf, or why do I see you outside? What do you do outside? Do you walk, or do you golf? I see
the
green grass.
I like to walk at the beach.
Oh, okay. Are you in Florida? Or no, you're in California?
No, I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Santa Barbara. Oh, you're so close to us. Okay. Because I also, I am right in Riverside County near Temecula Wine Country in Southern California.
Oh, I know what that is. Yeah, my sister's in Tustin. Okay, what were you going to say? I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, are you involved with any senior type groups? Because I almost feel like you don't do that. That's not your thing.
No, it's not my thing. Uh-uh.
There's some really active.
My last partner, we traveled a lot. We went to different countries in Europe, and we went sailing. And I mean, I had such a nice lifestyle. We had so much fun together. We'd go skiing.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to bump into this person. Just to make this short, Miss Donna, you got to actually start interviewing for these men because they're out there and they're looking for you, but they're not going to just deliver your pizza or end up in the grocery store with you. So you need to get active.
Should I go
and
online?
Senior... Yes, definitely. Our time would be great for you. Yes, absolutely. Tell them, and I do see this being a connection that you make with intention. So you're not going to bump into him.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I do see someone's going to come along, and it's going to sweep you right off your feet.
Wonderful. I'm excited about that.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Donna.
Thank you,
Donna. Thank you.
Bye, Johnny.
Okay.
Sunshine. That doesn't go for everybody, does it? That doesn't go for everybody that we might not meet our soulmate. At the grocery store or, randomly like that.
No,
at the airport.
Your angels and guides will set up circumstances. But like she said, with Miss Donna's situation, she really did have this soulmate connection with the man that's transitioned. He's watching her from the other side. So she was already really matched with someone. So for her, it's not about finding that soulmate again. It's about finding a companion. So for her, finding that companion can definitely happen through... I see her doing it digitally, kind of like online with intent, meeting the right person and having the right goals. But no,
okay.
I mean, your guides can meet people everywhere. Do you happen to have any callers with the 951 area code, Johnny?
Let me see here. Yes. Yes, we do.
Can we try some of those? That's our untried callers.
Oh, actually, wait a minute. Let me go. Let me see if we have any 951. Okay.
Part of the one tribe.
We spoke too soon. We don't.
909.
Sorry.
909.
Yes, we do have a 909. 909. Okay. I didn't see the call, but I'll put the person through who's 909. 909,
okay.
You're on the air with the Sunshine Frost.
Hello. My name is
Carla.
I am 51, and I am a Leo. And I am part of the one tribe.
Cool.
Yes.
I love Leos as well.
Yes, this is Raina Energy Healer, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. We're glad you called. Somebody from the One Tribe, that's awesome. We love your Sunshine Frost so much. And, I don't know if you can't believe her energy.
Okay.
I just can't believe how much energy this Sunshine Frost has.
Yes, she is definitely a ray of sunshine, like her name.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, well, what is going on in your life?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I don't do mediumship or anything with sunshine. I work side by side with her, so I really don't go there. So this is my first time asking for a mediumship question.
Oh. Cool.
I would like to hear from a good friend of mine. And his name is Matt.
Mm. So actually, Maddie's coming through already. And Matt, this is crazy. I got to tell the callers. Matt,
go ahead.
Who I call Maddie, was our actual social media liaison for the One Tribe for like 3 years, and he just passed to cancer. So I actually know Maddie, and it was Raina's best friend. So I have a message from Maddie. He came through as soon as you got on the air, Raina, and he says, I am at peace, and I am sorry for how things went before I passed. You know his wife. You know exactly what I'm talking about. He said, I was with you in the lodge. I don't know what that means, but I guess you must have talked to him when you were in that retreat up in Reno or wherever, Utah. Because he said I was there with you and I hugged you. He said I hugged you. And he said release the guilt over not being there because I wasn't there.
Right. Right.
So I don't know I don't even remember this actually, if you were going to see him before he passed or not, but he said release the guilt because I wasn't there anymore.
Yes.
And did you talk to Cindy? Because you said you talked to her finally and you made an agreement to go see her. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Actually, yes. And today is her birthday. So it was just, I just needed to hear from him today. So I can give her, you know, let her know.
He said that he loves you and that he's with them. And who's been, is somebody going to be having a baby or what is the baby? Or there's a baby. He says, I see the baby. What does that mean?
I don't know if he sees my grandbaby or if I think his daughter's having another baby or just had a baby. Right.
Yeah,
after
now
he passed his
family?
Daughter. His daughter had a baby.
Yeah, so he's letting you know that he's with them and tell her I see the baby. So he is definitely around you. And he's actually working as one of your guides doing the healing. Because he said, this is intense, but here we go. I'm about to say it. Here it goes. He said, I told you leaving would be the best thing you ever did. And he also said that you needed that time away and that he works with you now. When you travel, he protects you.
Mm. Yeah.
So he is with you. He talks about a flat tire. Did you have something with a tire issue or a flat tire issue when you were traveling?
Yeah, actually, when I was leaving Carson City, two of my tires were like extra low. And I was like, what the heck? So I had to fill them up. I had my nephew fill them up before I left.
Well, he's just letting you know that he travels with you. So that's a beautiful message. Thank you so much, Raina,
that's
for calling.
Great.
I'm
Thank
so
you.
Great.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. It was nice to hear somebody from the one side.
Yeah.
Do you have a caller from 239?
What?
Do you have a caller with
239? He's looking for a 239. Do you have that sign?
9. Let me see.
That's so cool that she looks right. Side by side.
No, I don't see a 239. I don't see a 239.
Those are the people.
But
what about
949?
949.
What?
Can we do 949?
94 what?
949.
I don't see any 949. I mean, I don't see 949. I do. I mean, I can. I mean, there's one person that I screened. Can I put that person through or?
Yeah, you can. But I'd like to talk to the 949.
I understand. I just don't see the 949. But I will. Area code 925. You are live with Sunshine Frost.
Thank you. This is Teresa, 64
Hi,
Aquarius.
Teresa.
Hi, thank you, Sunshine.
You're welcome.
To know what you see in terms of a job. I'm wanting to make a change. It's been really hectic, and I'm extremely tired.
Can you tell me the field that you're in, love?
I'm a buyer right now, but I want to do something completely different. It's just too stressful.
And you said you're 64 or 54?
64, but I need to work a couple years.
Yeah. No, I do see you work in a couple years, but this industry has worn you out and your bosses have worn you out. It's not just the industry, but you have not been treated well. And the boss that's with you is younger than you and very, just patronizing and disrespectful.
Yes.
And it's difficult. Now, I see something with, what do you do with real estate or what do you do with realty? What is the job field you're wanting to get into, love?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I have a lot of skills, but I just want to do something different that's fun and not so stressful.
So what is the field that you're considering going into?
I'm not particularly set on one field. I'm looking to see what might look appealing.
where are you located at? Because honestly, as soon as you called in, I saw you doing something with property or getting involved. And a lot of people, I just want to say this real quickly. The most successful realtors are actually over the age of 50, 55 for women. And a lot of One Tribes, a lot of women are getting involved in real estate later in the game. Because it really has no expiration date. You really want to find someone with wisdom, knowledge, and experience. I don't think anybody wants to make their biggest purchase with a 20-year-old. So I don't want to deter you or get you into it, but I do see you working something with either this is land management, management of some type of property. It could be property management, real estate. It could be something, but I see you very satisfied with this, and you get to go inside and outside for this job. You're not just stuck in front of a computer or stuck in a space dealing with toxic people.
I'm living in California, but I'd love to move away. But I'd like to stay on the West Coast.
Yeah, I definitely see that too. Absolutely. Absolutely. I could see a move for you. Now, that will not happen. I don't see that right away. I see that in about 2 years. So I see you preparing yourself for that, and I see it coming. But I definitely, it's something with realty, property, real estate, something to do with that. You could be a buyer, investor. I don't know if you photograph it, but whatever you do, it's definitely going to be with realty or some type of management of property.
Okay.
Do you see that soon?
You know, about 3 months.
I'm totally burnt out.
Yeah, I know. You're very burnt out.
I think...
Protect your energy, love. Protect your energy.
Right.
We don't want to get cut off, caller. Sorry, we have an hour show here. We didn't mean to rush you off, but I hope that you got enough reading there. Sunshine, thank you so much for spending this hour with us again.
Actually...
And
I can make.
We can't go over too long.
Yeah, right. Sure.
What? Johnny?
Yes.
Can you make it longer for her friend
to
get through?
Yes, I can. I can.
Okay.
I'm just saying I found the friend. And I think also Barbara had a question for you. So what I'm just saying is I found
her
the person
friend through.
In. Yeah.
I don't have a question.
She called in with a block
number.
Her
friend through, please. 949.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. You're on.
Hi, beautiful.
What's your name?
Hey, Sunshine. It's Macalia.
Macalia.
Hi. I wanted to say hi. I saw that you were going to be on, so I thought it would be wonderful, an opportunity to say how wonderful Sunshine is. She's. I met her about 3 years ago, and actually, I had not even known anything about her. I actually found her on Yelp, and it's a very difficult period. But she did a cold reading on me. I met with her, and I just want to say that she's absolutely the real thing and just beautifully gifted. And she gave me a gift that no one else could have given me at that time. It was to let me know that my loved one was okay, and they were in heaven, and the messages she provided, there was no question that she was connected. And I just wanted to say that, and I just love Sunshine. She's very special to me, special to my family.
Right.
But we developed
You're
a great
so glad
friendship since then. Yeah.
Helping you and helping so many others. Macalia.
Yes.
Is that how you say your name? Wow, what a interesting, gorgeous name.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Macalia.
Macalia.
But I just wanted to pop in and say hi and just
thank you. Thank you for doing so.
Thank you,
ma'am. Hi, Sunshine.
Sunshine Frost.
You guys.
Do you have a harder time reading your friends, like Macalia? Do you have a harder time reading them because they're your friends, or is it the same?
Well, it's kind of unusual. I really, I didn't know any of them. So I met everybody. I came to California with nothing but the clothes on my back. I didn't know anyone. I left a really small town in Georgia that kind of shunned me away when I told people what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be. I was in a very religious community. I attended church every Sunday. told him what I was, what I wanted to be, and came out of the closet. And it was a very difficult experience. That's why I coach people through that now. But I actually didn't know any of these people in the One Tribe. They're not my friends. They were completely from Google, Yelp, and right off the street. I did not know them.
Okay.
They came in to get a session with me, completely cold. I don't know anything about them. In fact, when Macaulay was reading, I offered her money completely back. She paid me, and I refused to take her money. And she forced me to take the money for the reading because she had lost one of her children. Yes.
Aww.
Yes, I did. Not going to give a lot of details because she's an extremely private person. But I will say that we did a very detail-oriented session with her beautiful daughter. And I did not
know
this at
the time. Who had the baby recently?
No, this is a different lady. This is Macaulia. And she had lost her beautiful daughter in a tragic incident.
Oh.
I did not know at the time anything about the circumstance, but I gave her information such as the names of people, things that had happened, that transpired, and they had not even gotten the results of her report, her final report. And they received them 6 weeks later and found out the session was accurate to the T of what was written in the medical examiner's report. So I have that happen about 50% of the time. So after I connected to Macaulay's energy and her beautiful mother and her daughter, of course, we became excellent friends. Same with Raina. Raina was right off the street. She found me on Google. We connected during a reading, and we continued to be friends as she supported the mission of the One Tribe. So I don't really read for my friends. Everybody that I'm friends with in California came to me first because they needed
okay.
help from me and the friendship.
That would
so it's
be
kind
weird.
Of opposite. Yeah, I didn't
True.
Know anybody.
Because they became your friends. First they were really
yes.
your people seeking help, and Fine. Then now they became your friends.
Yeah, I,
so
I pretty much all
weird.
My friends are converts. They're all my friends are converts.
Well, I'm so glad that we're able to give people who just call in there that could really help, you know, make them feel more comfortable in the path that they're going in and maybe help in changing that path if need be. So this is so important, and I'm glad that we have so many people opening themselves up to this type of counseling. Sunshine Frost, Master Clairvoyance Counselor, and I love that you are also a Christian because I grew up in a Christian home, and I know that's very important for people who are Christians to feel at ease with this kind of material, and you give that, you deliver. You are number one medium social media in 2022. Congratulations, Sunshine.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Johnny and Barbara. I love coming on this show, and I am welcome to come back anytime you guys would like to have me. Thank you, One Tribe, for everything
Thank
you've
you.
Done. Thank you for the great 5 years we've had together and to five more, and I just look forward to having a wonderful lunch. Me and Ms. Barbara are going to post the pictures. I'm going to come down and see her and have
yes.
a great lunch with her. I look forward to
yes,
it. Thank you,
are.
Everybody that called it. I truly appreciate it. And just remember, guys, to close. We're in a very special night of alignment. It is 10-10-22. Means
yeah.
we have two
cool.
zeros, two and two twos. This is a perfect alignment to write down.
Actually, it's 10-12-22. It's 10-12-22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's so good about that? Just it is good. The numbers are good, eh? Okay.
10-12-22. It's just a beautiful energy. It's a great time. Our moon is full. Write down the future that you want to have, guys. What you want to let go of, crumble it up and burn it. Let it go.
Okay.
Thank you for
and
letting
I
me
might
be
just
with
get
you.
My private. I might just get my private session with you, Sunshine Frost, because I wanted
I'm
to talk about my mom's
No,
Christmas?
Don't tell me. You're
what
not allowed to say anything beforehand.
Okay. Okay. I won't. I love that. Okay.
Don't
well,
tell
thank
me
you so much
right,
again.
Guys.
Okay, everybody,
so
signing
welcome.
Off Life, Laughter, Happiness with Sunshine Frost. Another great hour. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Find us on Blog Talk Radio, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And don't forget to subscribe. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night, Barbara.
Thank
good
you,
night.
Donnie. Good night.
Hey.